It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of Romans, and we're in the second chapter. We're going to begin with verse 1. We've gotten down to the sixth verse, but we'll begin reading with verse 1 today, Romans chapter 2, verse 1. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. You'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send us an email, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit our website, please, parkviewbiblechurch.org. It's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we've got many studies up on the website. We've got our Constitution, Plan of Salvation. So please visit that site and let us know that you're enjoying it. I hope that you're growing with the Word of God. Now, as we continue studying the precious Scripture, we're going to start reading with Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. We're going to stop reading with that 11th verse today, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, please, I just thank you for your precious word. I thank you that you have continued to guide and lead us in your word, and thank you for giving the leadership by the Holy Spirit that we stay with the King James Bible and not go with every change that the world seems to have today. They're becoming so knowledgeable, and yet they're lacking so much wisdom. Please, dear Lord, just help all to realize that we need to go back to the old King James and just enjoy studying that and stay with your truth, because the power and the strength is so evident in your precious word. Guide and lead us now as we search these words. We have looked at the Jews, and now we're beginning to tie in the Gentiles with it, and it involves all of us. And the most important, Father, in all the world, the most important decision that can ever be made, and that is to trust you as our Savior. You died on the cross. You shed your blood. You went there for one purpose, came here to earth for one purpose, and that's to die for our sins. You're the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God. And so please, please, Father, that you will touch every heart today, that they'll no longer just have a head knowledge of you, but they have asked you into their heart to save them, and that they can experience what we talk about over and over again, that personal, sweet relationship with Jesus. Yes, a wonderful head knowledge, but also a heart knowledge. We know without question that we're born again and can go right to that place and right to that time when we were saved. Something you'll never forget, Father, the day I came to meet you, and nor will anyone else. Please, guide and lead us through your word today, and take the ones that take us that are saved, that's been saved sometimes for many years, we always have something to learn to grow closer to you. So please, guide and lead us now as we enjoy your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have that wonderful scripture verse in verse 2. It says, according to truth. According to truth. And that's the reason I want you to stay with the old King James. Stay with it, because according to truth, so much of it's been changed, so many things. And if what happens is when you change the Word of God, the power of God, the convicting power of God through the Holy Spirit moves away. We need to stay true to His Word. And so I love that in the scripture there in verse 2. It's kind of in the center of the verse there, but it says, according to truth. Everything should be said and based according to truth. Now, as we come through, we look at the judgment, how that the Jews were judging the Gentiles, and yet we find here that Paul, through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, tells the Jews that be careful here, because what you're judging the Gentiles, ones that you call dogs, as you have judged them, you're doing the same thing. How do you expect to escape judgment when you're doing the same thing that they're doing? And so be careful when you're judging someone, because I know, because we're born in sin, I'm saved by the grace of God, but I will not attain perfection until I am face to face with Jesus. Either the church is raptured and I meet Him with all other believers, or I'll go down through the grave and meet Him on the other side. Either way will be wonderful, and that is when I'll attain perfection and have my glorified bodies. But until then, be careful when you're pointing that finger, because it's so careful, so easy to blame somebody and condemn someone. And maybe you don't have a problem with what they have a problem with, but I'm sure there are other problems there, because I know they exist in my life and they'll exist in yours as well. So we need to pray to our God and our Savior that He can give that person victory and strength. But be careful when you're wagging that finger around, because it'll probably get you in trouble. We come to a verse of Scripture down here, and that verse of Scripture is verse 6. And verse 6 tells us, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Sinners die, they go to hell, and many believe that that's the end of it. Many even believe that there's no hell, that there's no heaven, there's no hell. It's just that's it when a person dies. Well, that's not true. The Word of God, God Jehovah, the true God, there's only one God and one Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, only one. And God created the world and created all the universe. And if your religion believes that there are many gods, then it is not the God that can save you. Because there's only one Jesus Christ. Only one. And He is the Savior of the world. He created the world. God gave Him direction. He created the world and He saved the world. Now all you need to do is come to Him by faith and believe. It's not by works. It's by faith. And so please come to Him today. Listen today. Because there's going to be a time that you will face the great judge, the Lord Jesus. If you're born again, you are covered by His precious blood. Your sins are taken away. There'll be a time of judgment for the believer, not concerning whether he attains salvation and goes to heaven, but it will set a level of rewards that we will have, and those rewards for what we do and how we serve Him, not to get salvation, but it's gifts that God gives us when we serve Him and serve Him in the name of Jesus Christ. When someone has died for me and taken my sin away, I want to serve Him, I want to praise Him, and I want to honor Him. And I don't do it to receive gifts, but we do. We receive rewards. We receive gifts. And the point of those gifts is not to stack them all up as we do money and material things. It is that I will have something to give back to Him when I see Him. And what a glorious day that will be. And I want it to be a glorious day. And only it can only be a glorious day if I have those rewards to lay at His feet, those gifts that I have earned. Again, it's not for my salvation. I come by faith. Jesus saved me. Jesus keeps me. It's the joy of serving Him that I enjoy, and I'm going to have the opportunity to lay these gifts at His feet. The opposite side is if you refuse to believe, you refuse to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, there is, again, verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. It's both sides. But if you do not come by faith to Jesus and attain salvation, then there is only one place that you're going to go, and that's going to be hell, the place of torment. And there are different degrees in torment, and that is set according to the amount of light. And when I say the amount of light, it is the amount of opportunities. How many times have you listened to the radio program? How many times do you sit there and you say, my church doesn't believe that. My church believes that you do this, this, and this, then I'm saved. Well, I don't mean to criticize or condemn, but that's not what the Word of God says. That's not what God's Word says. God's Word said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. And He not only saves us, but He keeps us. And then, again, the opportunity to serve, and it goes in that direction. But if you continue to reject the Word of God, you continue to reject the free gift of salvation, as that light is shown to you by the Holy Spirit, the light being the truth, the Word of God, telling you how to be saved, and who is the only Savior, the begotten Son of God, Jesus. You need to come by faith, but if you listen to that, and listen to that, and listen to that, and listen to that, and never come, your judgment will be greater than those that have never heard the clear message of salvation. Now, they will be without excuse, those that have not heard, but because they did not hear it clearly, maybe some tribe in some area down in deepest, darkest Africa that never had the chance to hear in their own language the Word of God, how Jesus died for them and how they can be saved by coming by faith. If they've never heard those clear words, they're still without excuse, because in God's creation, He has given us every means of salvation. Through the creation, it shows without question there is a God, shows without question our heart, and then will bring you to salvation if you call upon Him. So please, no one's without excuse, but those that have the most light will suffer the most torment. The most torment. We have a couple of scripture verses here. Matter of fact, we've got Luke chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians and Revelations 20, 21 and Matthew 12 that we're going to read today. And so I hope that if you're driving and going to church, and I hope that you are on your way to church, if you have the opportunity to look these verses of scriptures up at a later time, that'd be wonderful too. But hopefully you can do it right now. Luke chapter 12. We're going to begin reading with verse 42. Luke chapter 12, verse 42. Jesus said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the manservants and the maidens, and to eat and to drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. The servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and committed things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. To him to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." That's very clear. That's very clear. We have the opportunity. We have the in this land especially, in this wonderful country, this United States of America, we have so many opportunities to hear the Word of God and to hear the truth. Now, there are many today that are trying to put an end to that. They want God to be removed from everything. Well, people, and I'm sure you've heard them, they says, "Oh, this is hell on earth." Well, if you want to get as close as you can get to hell on earth, you just remove the presence of God. You remove the presence of God. You take him out of everything, don't allow him to be spoken of or his word read, and it'll be as close as it can be. It still won't be near what it's going to be in hell, but it'll be close, and that's as close as you can get. Now, why do you desire that? Don't you desire that the presence of God and the blessings of God and the blessings be poured out upon you? Don't you want that? Then accept Jesus as your Savior and begin that wonderful walk. Because you do have a choice. Once again, it's whosoever will. Whosoever will. But as we read this back in Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48, and again, if you don't have the opportunity right now, read it this afternoon. Read it later on. Luke chapter 12, verse 42, and down through 48. And it speaks very clearly of the one that decided it wasn't important, didn't believe his master, didn't believe that you should come. And it's very clear that they will be appointed him his portion with the unbelievers, and the servant which knew his Lord's will. You heard the gospel. That is the Lord's will that you be saved. That's his. He desires you to be saved. But if you don't prepare yourself, in other words, accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you will be beaten with many stripes. If you're hearing this, you're not in this second section in verse 48, those that didn't hear it clearly. They'll still be held responsible, but just be beaten with few stripes. Either way, my friend, unbelief is the cause of it. So come by faith to Jesus, trust in him, call upon him, please. Let's take a look now at another group, and we'll find them in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, it's right after Romans. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 11 down through verse 15. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. We're talking about Christians here. We're talking about folks that do serve him and desire. They've come by faith to Jesus. They've trusted in that precious shed blood and know that he died on the cross for their sins and believe it. Believe it in the heart. Accepted him as our Savior. Those have a choice. This building, this construction, this foundation is the foundation of Jesus. You have that foundation when you come by faith. Now the question is, what do you do? Are you serving him to bring honor and glory to him, gold, silver, and precious stones? Or are you just kind of going about your old way of life and doing what you want to do and not serving him, not giving his time, not even attending church on a regular basis and not ever studying his Bible or his precious word or anything? That'd be the wood, hay, and stubble. Well, let's see what happens to it here, because it's going to be tried by fire, the scripture says. Tried by fire. And you know, when gold and silver and precious stones are tried by fire, they are refined and they become more pure and more glorious and more wonderful. But what happens to wood, hay, and stubble? Well, it's consumed. Wood, hay, and stubble is just burnt up. And so you understand that. Well, as a believer, because this is talking about believers, now Luke 12:42-48 was talking about having the light and refusing it. Now we're talking about those that are born again that have the foundation. It's the only way you can have the foundation if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. So you must believe in Jesus as your Savior and then begin that work. Because I don't want you, as verse 15 says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You see, once you come by faith to Jesus, you're saved, you're kept. However, you're going to suffer loss. Now, that loss will be when you stand before Jesus and you have no gifts to lay at his feet. That is going to be a very sad day. And so that's what that's concerning. And we're talking about here back in Romans chapter 2, and we read verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. And then the next few verses cover those different ones. To them who by patience, continuous, and well-doing seek glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. Unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness and indignation and wrath, tribulation, anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. And then it clarifies it to the Jew first and the Gentile. So, as we look at these verses of Scripture, you need to see these things. Now, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians, right on down the line, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, as we look at the judgment seat of Christ, we're talking about the saved. The judgment seat of Christ, appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, that judgment of the believer's works, not their sins, because you see, the sin is not in question. The sin is not in question because your sins have been taken away by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The precious blood of Jesus took your sin away. And yes, we still live in the flesh, and that's what causes us not to serve Him. That's what causes us to have the wood, hay, and stubble. But there's going to be a judgment, and we will be judged. And again, if everything is gone, if we have nothing to lay at the feet of Jesus, that is going to be a very sad, sad day. Now, let's look on to Revelation. Let's get now to the lost. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Now I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Now I'm going to stop right there with that 12th verse. I'm in Revelation 20, verse 12. Because when you read that scripture, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. This is the lost. This is the lost. You realize there's a bodily resurrection for the lost as well as is for the saved? Yes. Yes, there is a bodily resurrection. The sad thing is that the saved, born again, get their glorified bodies. They're made perfect, made new. Lost. Those that are dead, small and great, those that chose not to come by faith to Jesus, they'll have their old ragged bodies, cancer and all. We continue. The middle of center of verse 12 there, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Now, in that judgment is all of your works. But the condemnation is going to come. The place of the depth of torment, the amount of torment, will come according to how much light that you received. In other words, how many times did you hear the gospel and reject it? How many times were you told the truth and you said, no, I don't want it? How many times did you turn away? It's all going to be it's all recorded and all going to be judged. Down here in verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Verse 14, Revelation 20, 14. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Do you remember up above here in verse 12? The books were opened. That's all your works. That's how many times you heard the gospel. That's all the efforts you made. That's how many times you went to church. That's all the things that you did. But if you refuse to come by faith to Jesus Christ, your name is not written in the book of life, which is the book, the single book. That's what's important, not the books, not the volumes of your works. That's got nothing to do with it. What has everything to do with it is that you come by faith to Jesus and your name is written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. Because if it is not, you are cast in the lake of fire. And that's up to you. Because you see, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please come to Jesus today. 21:27, Revelation 21:27. And there shall be in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abominations or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. They're the only ones that will enter in. And so please, we are out of time. It goes so, so quickly. We didn't get past that sixth verse, who will render every man according to his works. We're going to look up Matthew 12:36 next time we come together. it's so important that you trust in Jesus. So, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?